The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
I've often thought how good my life would be if there was a drive-through supermarket.
I've thought how good would my life be if there's a drive-through everything. You have kids, you wish there was a drive-through sushi, a drive-through like everything you know that you have a craving for.
Why is there not healthy drive-through?
Nah, yeah, exactly.
You're forced to go to KFC and get a bucket of the Colonel's Finest.
Yep.
Like they're basically holding a gun to your head.
Yeah, that's it.
So
Coles, yes, Brabham. So if you're wondering where Brabham is, northeastern suburbs of Perth.
Oh, yeah.
New shopping centre there, Whiteman Edge Shopping Centre, Coles owned supermarket they've developed, and it's got a drive through. So you know how they have the click and collect thing where you it's kind of a bit awkward. I mean, it's a little bit awkward. You order, you go there, you find out that half the things weren't exactly what you ordered, etc., and you have to get out of your car and you have to grab the bags and alert the person. This has all been streamlined into a drive through experience.
So hang on, so you still order online, do you?
You still order online and then you just go to the drive through and it's all streamlined.
All right. When I heard this story first, I imagined that
it was like a whole weekly shop at the window while everyone's queued up behind you all the way down to Rockingham.
I thought it was like a drive-through Bottle-O, and you just rock up and you say, "Can I get a couple of avocados?" And they bring them back, and "Oh, this one's too hard. Can you get me one that's a little bit? Oh, no, it's too soft. Get me one that's in between."
Maybe this is a challenge to Woolies. That's the type of drive-through that you want.
Yeah, yeah. Because,
maybe that, you know, they could think about developing that.
It's still this current iteration of drive-through still is for people who are organised. That's not me. I want the one for the people who aren't organised, who just go, "Do you know what? I got to quickly pick up something on the way home. I don't have time to find a parking spot at Innaloo. I just want to quickly rush in there and do the drive-through and get, you know, my litre of milk and whatever else I need."
Because often, you know, people of our generation, we don't think about the whole week, or you might be going out for dinner, or you might be Uber Eatsing or whatever. Whereas people of, say, our parents' generation, they think of the weekly shop.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm generalising here. So they're all organised. Whereas if you're anything like me, I feel like I constantly live at the supermarket getting six things.
Exactly.
And then constantly, you know, doing my own checkout and stuffing it up, you know.
The worst is when you get into that cycle where you're going to the supermarket nearly every day to buy the meal that you're cooking that night, and then you get to the checkout and you realise, "Do you know what? I've just spent $20 more than if I'd gotten, you know, Thai from my favourite takeaway spot."
How does that happen? So you end up at the checkout and you're like $60, and it would have been $40 for Uber Eats.
But
and
leftovers,
you have to cook it.
Leftovers. That's how you make the money back.
I have done that with Uber Eats with leftovers in mind for lunch the next day.
Yeah, right.
It's possible. And then you'd save on the delivery fee.
And now let's do a
My finance tips here.